This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow, things are really looking up for Heather Park. New national sponsorship. Okay. Well done, Roberto. How the hell is everybody? Sully's back. We just got done putting the pod in the can. Dan Wetzel, college football preview. That'll be out tomorrow. I can't direct you to our second podcast yet because this company just can't get anything done correctly. So I'll let you know, even though we debut August 29th. Real smooth process we got going here. But Cash the Ticket is the name of that pod, if it's ever released. No, I mean, Sully, you're shaking your head, but I'm frustrated. I should already be able to get people to subscribe to it now.
I know. Yep.
That's the whole premise.
I had another
this.
Conversation today about it. We're hoping soon, but you know how it goes. It's circling back around and this and that. So
yes. This company should be renamed NGD. Nothing gets done. Now, I don't want to start out on a negative because I'm actually I'm in quite a good mood. I thought we just did a very nice pod. Dan Wetzel was excellent. Sully, you missed out on an opportunity to comment about the Matthew Stafford stuff. And boy, I'll tell you, it's a good segue from the Heather Park boner pill ad. You're quite excited to talk about Stafford because you're upset at what you heard yesterday.
I have a big take on this because I just think that a lot of this Matthew Stafford discussion has just been so overblown, in my opinion. And I can't feel any more strongly about this, where I don't see any point in Stafford playing in the preseason. All these people that are mad about, oh, well, Stafford needs to be in. He needs to be playing. I personally just don't see any point in the preseason. I don't think a 10-year veteran quarterback is going to all of a sudden go out there and learn something in the preseason. I think that it's a simple risk-reward, and the risk far outweighs any reward. What I mean by that is he happens to go in, he happens to get hurt. Guess what? This team is absolutely effed with their backup quarterback situation. Whether you love Stafford, whether you hate him, this team is screwed if Stafford gets hurt. So I think that far outweighs any possible, oh, he needs to, as a 10-year veteran, get some reps with this new offense, and he needs to learn how to properly manage the offense. They have joint practices. They have scrimmages. He works every day on this stuff. I don't see, just because there's people in the crowd, now all of a sudden this is valuable time that he needs? I just don't understand it. I think people are freaking out over it.
David, he's basically calling you an idiot, so I'll let you respond. David does not want to share a microphone with you, and I actually respect it.
Wojo's just so patronizing about it, too. I don't understand it.
Well, don't worry. I got something for Bob later. Oh, I got something for Bob later, because you remember back when Connor Cook wasn't named the captain?
Oh, I think I heard that.
All the smarmy stuff from Bob? Huh? Why wouldn't his teammate? Guess who's not a captain at Michigan? Shea Patterson.
That's right.
I'm going to slap Bob in the face. Yes, David.
You know, Michael Sullivan, you're wrong, and you're way off here. Okay, it doesn't matter how long you've been in the league. First of all, he has a new offense that he's running. He has new weapons that he needs to work with. And joint practices alone can't get you what you need to see from your offense when it's new and when you have new weapons. He's not a 10-year vet, but Russell Wilson started last week. Baker Mayfield has played. There are other quarterbacks. Matt Ryan has played.
The only quarterbacks who haven't played are hurt.
Yes. And Brady's 42. That's an exception.
I have such a lack of confidence in these backup quarterbacks that I don't see any point at all in just playing. I think it's too big of an issue.
See, you want to focus on the quarterbacks, and you were talking about injuries. What do they have behind Kerryon Johnson?
Because that's far worse than
what
any possible
thing you could get out
of. What
do they have behind Kerryon Johnson? They have nothing behind Kerryon Johnson, and yet he played
so why
a drive.
Why would Kerryon play, Mike, and not Stafford?
Because Stafford's worth more to the team than Kerryon.
But if, okay, if Stafford's number one, couldn't you say Kerryon's number two?
And frankly, if Kerryon wasn't playing, I wouldn't have any issue. I don't care about preseason in the slightest. I think this is a total waste of time right now. All these preseason games. I don't know why there's four. Makes no sense to me at all. And I think everyone that's freaking out over this Stafford, it's driving me crazy. Freaking out about, oh, Stafford's not playing in the preseason. Look, there's plenty of stuff. I've been the first one to rip Stafford over the years. There's plenty of stuff to rip on Stafford for and criticize Stafford for. This isn't one of them.
No,
this whole situation's overblown.
Hold on there, Hockenson. Calm down. No one's ripping Stafford. This is about, do you believe something's going on? David believes something's going on.
Yes, it is something.
That he isn't playing.
Yes.
Dave Burkett wrote an expansive piece yesterday in the Free Press.
Mm-hmm.
I said I'm waiting till Friday. If he doesn't play Friday, Mike, I'm actually with David on this. Look, unless your coach comes out like Sean McVay and says, I don't believe in playing my starters. Jared Goff will not play this preseason, which Patricia has not done. Unless I get to Friday and he doesn't play, I'm in a wait-and-see pattern. But a lot of people, David included, believe that the Lions are not being truthful. They believe that there is something with this back thing. Or why didn't he throw in the 6 days surrounding the Patriot game? Like, something's going on, David. Now, listen, I'm not laughing at David, and I'm not laughing at you. Very rarely do I play the role of Stoney, because A, I don't stare at the floor, and B, I don't like Bruce Springsteen. I generally will give you big opinions. Mike, this is one I really need to wait till Friday.
Okay.
But my question is for the people out there. Are you Team Sully or are you Team Hatchet? That's real. Look, I'm okay if you say, Mike, I got to be honest, I'm actually Team Mike. I'm kind of waiting. But I am starting to think something is up because we're being told nothing's wrong. But yet Patricia won't commit to playing him. Stafford won't commit to playing. He's saying when they ask me to play, I'll play. It just doesn't feel right. And as David said, the only quarterbacks who haven't played that are not injured are Jared Goff, McVay very public about not playing him, and Tom freaking Brady. The guy's 42. Mike, it is a bit bizarre for Stafford not to go out and just get a series in week two.
Well, and like you said, I want to know where people are at with this, because I think that I personally think this is just such a non-issue. I think people have just totally been freaking out and worried about, oh, well, Stafford needs to, and especially the argument that David's saying, oh, well, Stafford needs to practice because it's a new offense and he needs to learn. I don't buy that one bit. I think preseason games don't really mean anything for development when you're a quarterback at that level. You know when preseason games mean something? If you're at the end of the roster trying to make the 53-man roster. It does not mean anything for, like I said, a 10-year veteran getting valuable experience in the preseason. I don't get it. And I think that, look, maybe I could very well be in the minority with this opinion, because it seems to me that a lot of people are worried about Matthew Stafford and worried why he isn't playing. But I really do view this as a non-issue. I wouldn't play him a down. I think this team is, I'm already worried enough about this team. If Stafford gets hurt, God forbid, this preseason, this whole season's in the trash. They're screwed. Play him when it matters. Play him week one. We talked about this with Zion in the tournament. You know,
I would
it doesn't
argue,
matter.
I would argue the same thing is true if Kerryon gets hurt. No disrespect to C.J. Anderson, but I mean, this is a guy who's on his third team in a year. I just really look at Kerryon and I'm going, he's the best offensive player they have. He's the only offensive player they have that I truly believe has a chance to be a top 10 player at his position. And the entire offense with Daryl Bevel, with what they want to do running the football, centers around him. Why is Kerryon Johnson playing and Stafford's not? If they're both similar in importance, why? Why would Darius Slay have played, but not Stafford? I could make a case if Darius Slay gets hurt in the preseason. You could be devastated in the secondary. Justin Coleman is going to line up and play outside a little bit, but he's never done it in his career. And Seattle wasn't going to pay him to do it. He's a slot corner and a good one. But, Mike, there are important players that are playing, but not Stafford. And I understand
which,
your point.
I wouldn't play them. But I do. What's fascinating to me is, as you guys are bringing up, I get it. Yeah. If you think there's some deeper meaning to this, or if you think that there's something wrong,
David
whatever.
Believes that he's still hurt. That's David's belief.
Well, okay, then he can't have it both ways, though. David can't, in the same token, say, no, Stafford needs to play because he needs to learn this offense. I think that's BS.
Okay.
I think Stafford's a smart enough quarterback, and he's been in the league long enough where he doesn't have to. And again, it's just a simple, we talk about this all the time, how sports are a business. It's risk outweighing reward with Stafford in the preseason. I think the preseason is meaningless.
So your quarterback should never play?
In the preseason, no.
Okay.
Unless you're a rookie quarterback or someone like that, I don't see any
point.
What
about a guy like Garoppolo coming off a torn ACL?
Yes, that's a different situation.
By the way, Cocked and Loaded, I filled in for you again. Another winner.
I heard about that. That's awesome, man.
You should have heard me break down a preseason game. I go, well, Frisco's got three quarterbacks, and they're all kind of all right. They got Garoppolo, they got Beathard, and they got Mullins. I go, Denver's got Flacco, who's a dead guy, and a rookie that their GM just ripped. I go, I'll take the team who's got good quarterback play all throughout.
Yeah.
Pick them, W, add a unit to
it
the total.
It makes me excited that we're talking about some football picks and not just a baseball over-under or money line every day.
I know. 248-539-9797.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.